Enough. It's time for a preemptive strike on our own reputation. Question. How do you outwit an opponent? Answer. Play on a woman's reputation. There we go. A woman's reputation. Used to settle scores. How original. I mean, come on, guys. So our reputation, again? Stop it. Grow up. Your opponents, rivals, competitors are soon going to be overwhelmingly female and formidable. And the day they decide that their reputation, according to accepted societal standards, is just not worth fighting for, is the day women will really be free. Imagine having a New Zealand-like situation in India, where the premier of the country lives her life in the following order. 1. Dares to be female. 2. Be prime minister. 3. Meets a man she likes. 4. Has a baby. 5. Gets engaged. 6. Has no immediate plans for marriage. Pipe dream in India, right? Hopefully, not for long. Atishi should win this election and go on to do great things no matter who planted that pamphlet. Her victory after this pathetic attempt of robbing her of her reputation will be the best answer to every high school bully or email hacking colleague or so-called friend who plants vicious rumors and pretty much anyone else who feels that they can bring down someone by talking about the men in their lives, imagined or otherwise. And now on to you and me. What should the rest of us women do if our reputation and character comes under threat? I propose this, a preemptive strike. And that is to film ourselves in our own compromising positions in advance and put that out there for the world to see. Write salacious gossip about our own lives, true or not, signed and published on many platforms. And then, bam, literally there'll be no modesty left to outrage, no shame left to lie low about. Everyone from that stalker who threatens to publish morphed nudes to the dude who filmed a girl secretly in the shower will be left holding a dud copy of which the internet will no longer have any use. A bit like when a London county recently decided to take the awkwardness out of public breastfeeding by putting giant outsized inflammable breasts on top of buildings. And until I get the guts to do that, preemptive strike, I guess I'll just keep writing. But I know if I wait too long, some perv will probably beat me to it.